T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Steve, you're sort of a connoisseur of being in strangers' houses.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I'm good at that stuff.
Well, I mean, you date.
Yes. And I prefer to go on their home turf. You're right.
So they can't find you once you've broken their heart and left them in the wake of damaged souls that you leave behind you.
Wow. I'm like a
doomsayer. I'm sorry. One of your exes just texted me that. She dared me to get it on the air. I just won $50.
Well played.
So if you, when you go to somebody else's house, do you kind of look around the room and get...
Oh, yeah.
Like you gather information based on what they, I mean, I don't think you can, according to this Reddit thread, you can learn a lot about somebody, but I don't feel like I learn a lot about a woman. I think women learn a lot about men.
Uh-huh.
Because women tend to always have their place kind of neatly decorated.
Home. Nice homey. Yeah.
And if you go into a dude's place and he's got posters that are stapled or thumbtacked to the wall, you understand his level of commitment, his level of maturity. You can understand a lot. But I think every woman's home I've ever been in, have you ever been to a woman's house with a poster stapled to the wall?
Yeah, you can't really glean a lot of information.
You just don't.
Yeah.
But this story talks about a few things, and I wanted to run them by you and see if you agree with any of these things. First things first, you go into their house. What if their bed's not made? What do you think that means?
Yeah, you know, if I know I'm going to be on a date and I'm going to invite someone back to my house, out of courtesy, I will make sure. I'm not a much of a bed maker.
You don't make your bed every day?
I'll pull the covers back up, but not like super neat and stuff.
Do you have decorative pillows?
I do, but only...
You don't put them on only when somebody's coming over?
Only when the housekeeper, she'll go ahead and put all my... She'll make the bed and put all those pillows on there.
And then you just come home and just bulldoze them right off?
Yeah, exactly.
It depends on what you're going for. If you go to somebody's house and their bed's kind of unkempt, it might send the signal that you really like that person because they're more laid back.
Right.
If there's somebody who you walk into their house and they have the 47 decorative pillows up.
That might, you know what? To me, that looks like they're either trying too hard.
Or they're going to be high maintenance.
Yes. And you're setting like a state, you're kind of staging it's, in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. So some people might take it if you haven't made your bed or you're a slob, but some people might take it like you're just a little more laid back. If there's a wet towel on the bed or on the floor, how do you feel about that?
Bye.
That's the end of it for you?
Bye.
What if she just took a shower in a hurry and wanted to get over to meet you for your...
Bye.
Oh my God, really?
Because then she's mildew towel girl. And then she doesn't put her stuff away. She throws her stuff willy-nilly. She's unkempt. She's disorganized.
They agree with you. They say wet towels have no place in a bedroom.
Thank you.
They should either be in the hamper or...
Wet towels in a hamper? No, because you're just getting everything else mildewy in there too.
Well, how long is your stuff sitting in the hamper?
Just hang it up.
I know, but when it's time to finally wash your towel, when you put the wet towel to your face and you realize it's starting to smell like mold, like I'll throw it in the hamper till the next laundry load.
I'll just throw it right in the washer and do it then. Or I dry it out and then wash it.
You dry it out with what? Hang it?
Yeah, or put it over this shower bar.
There was a day like last week where I took like 4 showers in one day.
Wow.
So my towel was just sodden by the, it was no longer.
You can't do that. Yeah.
Cause I was like, I went out, I did some yard work and then it was like, we got to run to the store and buy some stuff. So I'm like, so I took a quick shower, rinsed off, went out, worked out. And then I was like, rinsed off, came back, went on a hike, came back, rinsed off. And it was like, and by the time we went to bed and that towel was like, oh, dude, it was never going to dry out.
Yeah. That's when you just throw. Yeah. But I remember living at home. I would use a fresh towel after every time I showered and would just drive my mud just ballistic. But we should always use a fresh towel.
No.
You have a clean
body. Who can afford that?
Oh.
Your body's clean, so the towel's not getting any dirt on it.
No, it's getting all that dead skin.
No, there's no dead skin. It all fell off in the shower.
Okay, all right.
Books on a nightstand. Would that attract you? Or you're a reader, so you might like that.
I am. On the nightstand? Like she stores them there or she just has a book sitting on the nightstand?
Yes.
Okay.
Or she has several, like she's going to...
I have my Kindle Fire HD, but yeah, a book, definitely.
Oh my God, you had to do the brand and everything.
So, my tablet.
Oh my God, and I always have it open to like my the literary works of...
You don't know.
Mid-century Russian authors.
Yeah, poets. Mostly poets, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. A TV in the bedroom.
No.
How do you feel about that?
Nah, get it out.
Lies.
Whatever.
Oh, that's right. You're not a TV guy anymore.
I'm not. I have a TV. My bedroom is right next to my living room. My TV is right over there. If I when I'm done with TV, I'm done with TV. I don't need to go to bed.
I like to have it on to go to sleep too.
Oh, seriously? I thought because you guys like to film each other. You have the TV and live, you capture each other.
No, you know I don't like cables, so I'd have to have a wire, RCA cables coming out of the TV. Ugh, I tried it. I can't do it.
It's just annoying.
And then the last one on here is a picture of your mom on the nightstand. Oh, wait, that's not on our list, but
what?
You have that.
That's whatever,
you have.
Dude. I just briefly...
Long enough that somebody spotted it.
Yeah, so I had a picture of my mom. Let me ask you, what's worse? Having a picture of my mom as an adult in my bedroom or having a picture of my mom when she was a kid in my bedroom?
You're really asking me that?
Kinda. Because I didn't have any place to put the family pictures, so I put them all in my bedroom for momentarily.
Was it a kid or are you going to tell me which one you had up? Or was it both? Did you have like young mom on this side and...
Yeah.
Oh, you're disgusting.
But dude, I put them all in my bedroom before I put them. I didn't know where I was going to put them yet.
Nope.
I wasn't going to leave them in there. They're not
we're
going to
put
now.
This up on Facebook as a poll. If a guy's going to have a picture of his mom
okay.
in his bedroom,
right.
Which one is better?
Hey, okay.
Old mom or mom on a swing when she was 8?
Okay.
We're going to put that on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
No.
Good luck.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.